when 9/11 happens. In other words, you can it can be influenced early in life for many reasons. And the actual evidence of the resistance doesn't show up until later in your life when something in your life suddenly gets your stream moving faster. In other words, people often say, Abraham, is it normal for all hell to break loose in my life when I start doing Abraham work? And we say, yes. Because when you start focusing more on who you are and you begin allowing your stream to move faster and faster, the resistance that you haven't tended to yet sticks up like sore thumbs. So we would say around the age of 20, when you first became aware of that, something happened in your life that got your stream moving faster. And often it's something like a feeling of stronger independence, or it's a falling in love with someone, or it's a sense of greater zest for life. In other words, something happened around then, you probably could tell us easily what it is, where your stream was moving faster, which made the resistance that had always been there that was not very troubling, more troubling. That makes sense to you?
It's beginning to.
So you want to back up a little more?
No, I was thinking of going to the railing and jumping off.
Well, fear is a good thing. We don't ever want you to be fearless. Jerry had a great experience some years ago. He was on a television series where they were riding horses, and he went down to the stable to get his horse, and the wrangler gave him a horse that was so fiery and unstable, and Jerry refused to take the horse. And the wrangler criticized him and said, "You're afraid of this horse, aren't you?" And Jerry said, "No," which wasn't true. He was. And then Jerry said, "I just don't want the disruption on the movie set with a horse that's wild and out of control." And the wrangler said, "I'm not afraid of this horse." And he jumped onto the back of the horse, and the moment he hit the back of that horse, the horse reared his head back and knocked all of the man's teeth out. And we say about that, he had learned to disregard his fear. He had made his uneasiness irrelevant. He had covered it up with bravado and words when he was receiving the same message that this is a horse looking for trouble and eager to find it. And Jerry was sensitive enough to let his guidance help him to make another decision. And so it's not necessarily another decision in behavior. It's a decision about thought and behavior. We say to people, if you sit on a park bench and you have a feeling of fear come over you as you worry about there being a monster in the bushes, whether there's a monster in the bushes or not, get off the bench. In other words, don't sit there. Don't ever endure fear. Do something. Do anything that you can do to give yourself ease. In other words, there's no value in overcoming fear. What you want to do is come into alignment with the energy that is the opposite of the thought that you're thinking that has produced the fear. So that feeling is guidance that says, thinking a different thought right now would really serve you. And so then you just reach for the best feeling thought that you can find from where you are. And from a fearful thought, your thought's not going to be one of utter well-being. It's going to be something in the vicinity of fear, which might even be anger. I don't like worrying about this, or frustration. This has gone on long enough. I know it's irrational. Or hope. I'm really looking forward to getting a handle on this so that I know what it's about. And by the time you reach that, then you can be saying things, even finding appreciation from hope. I appreciate this negative emotion. I appreciate knowing that my vibration's out of whack. I appreciate knowing that I'm on a path that is not productive. I appreciate knowing that I have leeway. I appreciate knowing that every fearful thought I have doesn't manifest into something immediately. I appreciate knowing that I've had fear on many occasions and nothing has come from it. So it must clearly mean that it was just divergent thought within me. And so it's time for me to just start relaxing and accept the well-being of my experience. And I'm appreciating the emotions within me that help me know about this gap. And I like knowing that my energy is moving faster, and that's why contradictory energy stands out more. And this fear that I'm feeling could even be seen as a good sign. It means there's something I really want that I'm in opposition to right now. Now, what is it? What is it that I'm wanting? What's at the heart of this? And we'd say, what's at the heart of it? You want to live a long and healthy life. You want to be the vital and alive being that you know. You know that you have the ability to be right on the brink of the best part of your